Welcome back, stoners. This is Stoner Talk, and I am your host, B.C. All right. And I know, stoners, it's been a while. Damn. B.C., where have you been? What is going on? Nothing. I don't have no elaborate story, no I've been this busy and that busy, and I honestly just been working, chilling, and really just ain't really have nothing really too much to talk about, you know. I mean, I didn't want to get on this subject because nothing I'm gonna say has not already been said, but about Aziz Ansari, which I am now about to start watching his show, Master of None. I am definitely about to watch that. I seen the trailer on Netflix, and I'm about to binge watch the first two seasons. Aziz Ansari was accused of sexual assault underneath the Me Too umbrella. This is a bad thing because what the lady talked about was not sexual assault. What she talked about was, in her account, a bad date. You know, we all look at Aziz Ansari as this male feminist. I am for women. He'll never be aggressive like a man. But you forget that before he was a male feminist, he was a man. Aziz Ansari was not doing nothing a regular man wouldn't do. You know, you have a woman in your home, y'all drinking. Y'all have already engaged in oral sex. You went down on her, she went down on you. You've taken her out to eat. Now she have, instead of leaving and going home after the dinner, she has accompanied you back to your apartment, you know, and then she tells you, hey, I don't want to feel forced, because if I feel forced, that'll make me hate you. And you, and Aziz Ansari says, hey, I get it. You know what I'm saying? If it's not fun for you, it's not fun for the both of us. Let's put on our clothes and go watch some TV. Regular man shit, you know? He tries to get the pussy, but then he doesn't get the pussy. And he's like, all right, well, fuck it. I just go chill. That's regular man shit. She just didn't expect it from a guy like Aziz Ansari, you know? I apologize. I haven't sparked up yet. Purple. Anyways, I just think she could have ended this with a quick, I'm gonna go. Whenever she started to feel uncomfortable, she should have hit herself with, I'm gonna go. Women, I need you to really understand this. You not only have power of the world, you have power of situations. If you say to a man, hey, I'm gonna go. If he's a decent man, he will call you an Uber, get you a cab, pay for it, of course, or give you a ride home and call it a night. You know what I'm saying? Mission failed. Try again. But you have to initiate it. This nonverbal cue I'm supposed to pick up on, I'm not going to do it. No man will, I don't think. So if you feel uncomfortable in a situation, ladies, just say, I'm gonna go. I'll leave you with this. If you're in a restaurant, a waiter is gonna come up to you and say, would you like something to eat? And you're gonna say, no, right now I'm looking at the menu still. He's gonna come back up 15 minutes later. Hey, would you like something to eat? No, right now I'm still thinking about it. He's gonna come back to you again 15 minutes later. Would you like something to eat? No, I'm still looking. And he's gonna repeat that until you let him know you do not want to eat. If you do not want to eat, leave the restaurant. Because while you're staying in the restaurant, makes the waiter believe that you want a meal. In the terms of you going to a man's house, if you come to his house, first of all, if you're at his house, touching, hugging, watching Netflix and chilling, he's going to assume that you want sex. So he's going to offer it to you and keep offering it until you decline. And if you don't want to be offered sex, then leave. Please, women, be safe. And stoners unite.